The bird said, "Don't move," in a perfectly intelligible voice. He didn't move, though instantly he had a dozen questions. It took no genius to understand that something significant was happening. The birds didn't speak to him otherwise. In fact, they had only once before, bringing the warning that had allowed him to move in time to whip the Shadow Masters at Goja Ford. The crow hunkered down and became part of the rock. Croaker eased down a little himself, so he'd present no obviously human form against the skyline, then froze. Moments later, he spied movement in the shallow valley before him. It darted from cover to cover. Then there was more movement, and more. His heart hammered as he remembered the shadows the minions of the Shadow Masters had brought north. These were no shadows. They were small brown men, but not of the race of the small brown men who had managed the shadows. Those had been cousins of the Toglians. Something familiar about these, but they were so far away. It didn't occur to them to look up where he was seated, or if they did, they couldn't see him. They moved on down the valley. Then there were more of them, maybe 25, not sneaking like the others, who must have been scouts. He saw this bunch well enough to recall where he'd seen their kind before. On the great river that ran from the heart of the continent down past Taglios to the sea. He had fought them a year ago, 2,000 miles north of here. They had blockaded the river against all commerce. The company had opened the way, crushing them in a wild nighttime battle where sorceries flashed and howled. The Howler! The main party was in sight. 8 men carried a 9th on a sedan of sorts. The 9th was a small figure so covered with clothing it looked like a pile of rags. As it came abreast of Croaker, it let out a prolonged moan. The Howler. One of the 10 who were taken, who had been servants of the lady in her northern empire. A terrible wizard, thought slain in battle till that night on the river when he tried to even old scores against his former empress. Only the intercession of Shifter had driven him off. Another moan escaped the sorcerer. It was a feeble shadow of the Howler's usual wails, probably trying to control his cries to avoid attracting attention. Croaker sat so still, his heart almost stopped. There was little in the world he wanted less than to attract attention now. His concentration was so intense he felt no discomfort from rock or chill breeze. The party passed on, with more small brown men trailing behind in rear guard. It was an hour before Croaker was confident that he had seen the last of them. He had counted 128 swamp warriors, plus the sorcerer. The warriors wouldn't be much use so far out of their element. This terrain was alien to them. But the Howler, terrain and climate and whatnot meant nothing to him. Where was he headed? Didn't take much to guess. Down to the Shadowlands. Why was more of a mystery, but probably not so great a one. The Howler had been one of the Taken. Some of the Shadow Masters had been fugitive Taken, too. It seemed likely the survivors had made contact with their former comrade and had negotiated some compact whereby he would replace the Shadow Masters who had fallen. Lady was alive and at Goja, if Soulcatcher hadn't lied. Not 40 miles away. He wished he could make that journey. He wished there was some way he could get a message to her. She needed to know about this.
"Crow, I don't know if you know what we just saw, but you better get word to your boss. We got trouble."